Pete McLaughlin from the International Brotherhood of Electrical Workers in Maine said the proposal submitted Wednesday aimed to reduce operation costs while meeting union members' needs. The previous proposal submitted on August 14th was rejected by the company. Fairpoint has struggled since buying Verizon's landline telephone operations in northern New England 7 years ago and wants to cut labor, health care, and pension costs. Union workers who have authorized a strike are working under terms of the contract that expired August 3rd, while negotiations continue. I'm Pat Bradley, WAMC News.